Shugyokai, where a single poem can require a speech act theory appendix and still leave the most important question open at the end.
That's the territory today. LaTeX Space Coyote's latest post takes Ueshiba Morihei's Doka number 207 apart at the level of classical Japanese grammar, Shinto ritual phonology, and poetic form, and then asks what it means to actually practice what the poem describes.
Let's start with what the poem is actually doing and why red blood is doing more work than it looks.
The question this poem raises is how technique comes into being at all, not as something transmitted from outside, but as something generated from within the practitioner's own body, voice, and movement.
And the poem answers it in 31 syllables. The translation reads, "Within red blood are woven the Kotodama, this wondrous art too, by issuing Mochi-ro together with the circle, gives birth."
So the upshot is that the poem maps a sequence. Blood as the bodily ground, Kotodama woven into it, then a specific sound string and a circle brought outward. And from that conjunction, technique is born. The post notes that the final verb umu, to give birth, deliberately leaves its object unspecified, creating what classical waka poetics calls yoin, lingering resonance.
The post is careful to flag that mochi-ro here is not the modern colloquial mochi-ron, meaning of course. It's a phonemic sequence drawn from the Hifumi Norito, ritual sound used as what the commentary calls sound technology.
And the circle, maru, carries its own weight. The post connects it to Ueshiba's cosmotechnic triangle-circle-square system, where the circle represents wholeness, void, and circular movement simultaneously. Not a point, but a field, as the commentary puts it.
Three verbs do the structural work. Shikumu, to weave inward. Idasu, to bring forth. Umu, to give birth. The post calls them engo, associated words that chain together to show technique as something produced, not received.
The poetics analysis adds that the lower verse phonetically performs what it describes. Mochi-ro and maru both carry M sounds, R sounds, and rounded vowels. So when you recite the poem aloud, the shape of your mouth traces the circle the poem is about.
Which is either a remarkable piece of sound design or a very good reason to recite it slowly before class. Possibly both.
The post also reads Doka 207 alongside Doka 126, which uses the imagery of serpent, bee, and jewel from the 10 sacred treasures tradition. Where 126 shows spirit touching from outside and rising, 207 shows Kotodama already woven inside the blood, then brought outward as sound and form. The commentary frames these as two phases of one cycle. Kishin, spiritual contact, followed by chinkon, attachment and activation, arriving at takemusu, the birth of technique. The coda closes without resolving what is born. It ends with a question. Every circle we bring forth leaves us responsible for the life it makes possible.
So the poem's final word is not a conclusion. It's an opening handed to whoever is practicing next.
The deeper thread running through all of this is that technique, in Ueshiba's framing, is never a finished object. It's a condition that has to be regenerated each time.
Word becomes body. Body becomes circle. Circle returns to something that precedes words. That's a prompt worth carrying into the next episode.